Welcome to the Ladies of Metal Show, featuring interviews with metal bands, tattoo artists, and of course, the Ladies of Metal models, where we keep you up to date with everything surrounding the metal, underground, and alternative community. This is the Ladies of Metal Show.
Hey guys, it's Carly Gwen, aka Gwen Anastasia. What is up? With a brand new episode, and I'm so excited, not only because they're one of my favorite metal bands, but because these guys are actually my friends in real life. They live down the street from me. It's For Those Who Can See. So if you have heard this band before, I know I push them a lot on social media because I'm like super into them. I don't know, like they're just so impressive. They sound so good. They put out a record about 2 years ago called A Part of Orion. You can stream it on, well, everything, but I listen to it on Spotify all the time. It's in my regular rotation. This does not sound like a local band. Like, they're from New Jersey, a really small like shore town. And they're just like so impressive as far as like how technical their guitar parts are. Their lyrics are amazing and just like thought provoking. And you can tell how much work went into writing them as far as like a concept. And it's not just like screaming about nothing, which I really appreciate. And like the drum patterns kind of remind me of August Burns Red, which is like kind of a big compliment. So if you guys haven't checked them out yet, they're called For Those Who Can See. If you're a fan of definitely August Burns Red, but even like Parkway Drive as far as like vocals go, and even like Killswitch Engage, I'll throw them in there too. So if you're fans of those three bands, you definitely have to check out my friends in For Those Who Can See. So they were on the podcast before, but I wanted to catch up with them because it's been a minute since they were on the show. So I got to talk to Jordan, Josh, and Jeff. All of their names start with J. I just realized that. It was the J episode. So we got to chat a little bit about what's going on in 2020 because they have a lot in store for us. So I did my first podcast ever on February 18th, 2018. So my podcast is about to be like 2 years old, which is really cool. Ooh. And I went back and looked, and you guys did episode 5 in April of 2018. Ooh. So that also means that we're coming up on like 2 years of being friends. Whoa. Isn't that cool? I was like, oh my God, it feels like so much longer than that. Mm. But it's only been 2 years, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. That was right when A Part of Orion was like about to drop, because yeah, we were like kind of talking about like song titles and like why you guys wanted to call it that and like album artwork and stuff, but we didn't like have it, or I didn't. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So now you guys are getting ready to put out your next LP. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know like what's going on with that as far as like, are you guys like done? Are you working on it this year? What's up with this LP?
So what we had done, we had taken the fall off from doing a lot of shows, late 2019, and then we had kind of structured along a bunch of songs, and instead of doing another full-length album, we decided we're going to do an LP. So not an EP, not a full-length, right in the middle, and we are in pre-production right now of everything.
Okay.
So we're going to push as hard as we can to shoot for a late April release.
Oh, dang.
Early May.
That seems so soon.
And
I thought it was going to be like October, yeah, or something. Yeah. Dang.
Well, schedules and everything get in the way, so
sure.
If we have to continue to push back, and then the next thing you might hear is June.
Right.
But we are releasing an LP this year.
Yay! Okay, cool. So I kind of always thought that LPs were like a shortcut for like a normal record. So is this going to be like 8 tracks instead of like 5 or like 12?
7.
7?
Yeah, I think it would be 7.
What's the beat list then?
So there's our plans are as well.
I'm a big child.
Oh my God.
That is a great show.
I didn't realize it was a girl, but I was like,
Jeff's shirt says, I'm a nervous Rex. Yeah. Is that like a T-Rex?
It's a T-Rex.
Love it. Okay, cool. Perfect.
Yeah, that's... I love talking and hearing my own voice, but that's why I also asked Jeff to be here, because I do want him to do more of the talking. But yeah, that shirt describes our vocalist very, very well.
Love that.
there, what Jeff had just mentioned was the B-side. We're going to come out with, within probably about 6 months to a year after we release the LP, we're going to do what we want to call a B-side of everything. And it'll be an EP. It'll be another 5 songs. And so instead of putting some of those on to the LP and actually making it a long record, we decided to go with the 7 that we picked out of this. And then we have about another 5 that'll be going into pre-production almost right after we release the LP. And then we'll have a B-side EP.
Cool. So is that kind of like giving you guys more time to like flesh out ideas for those 5 songs? Like, do they need like more work or like, do they not even exist yet?
I like what she's suggesting.
You like what she's suggesting? That is that.
What
that
did
is,
I suggest?
That is why
good enough to make the first draft.
Okay.
That is why a few of them are on the B side because there's a few things that could be changed about them. I mean, our guitarist Josh is an extremely talented musician, and there are things that he's written that he's like, no, I could make it better,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think it should go on this.
Well, he's so technical.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I also feel like, is he kind of like a perfectionist? Like, he needs,
yeah.
Like, he needs mm-hmm. it to be, like, the most perfect version of whatever he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we can call so and have, call. We should call Josh and let him, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, yeah, because he wrote Fate Loves the Fearless?
He wrote the guitars for
yeah.
Fate Loves the Fearless. And
all right, cool.
And had a lot of that. Jeff wrote the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the lyrics. And Brandon wrote the drums. Unfortunately, Brandon couldn't be here today. But Josh had written the guitar. And as soon, hopefully, he will pick up.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is that normally how you guys write?
No.
Was this awesome, like a different...
Yeah. With having the members in the band, it turned into a, like...
Yo, what's up,
guys?
What
oh, hey,
up,
Josh!
What up, Josh? It turned
Hello.
Into...
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great! We're talking about Fate Loves the Fearless and how this was, like, originally more so, like, your idea?
Yeah, it was one of my songs I had written a long time ago.
It was kind of in the making for a minute, and it's finally... Well, it's finally done. It's on Spotify. You guys are, like, killing it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
The original version was composed, like, in 2015.
You definitely had a lot of time to, like, make sure it was super perfect.
Yeah, I think I rewrote it about 25,000 times.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why it's so good.
There were definitely a few versions.
Thank you. I'm pretty proud of it.
There were a few versions Josh showed me. I was like, no.
They didn't pass.
Not
they got vetoed.
No,
it's super catchy, but, like, everything you guys put out is so catchy. I have it on one of my playlists, and whenever Ooh. It comes on, like, that intro, I'm like, oh, shit! Like, so, yeah, so you guys did a great job, obviously. But then, did you know, like, earlier on that this was gonna be, like, the music video?
I think it was, what had been decided was when we were in the structuring of the LP and everything, and Fate Loves the Fearless was a definite track. Like, once Josh had presented it to us and everybody started learning their parts... And Jeff had started writing lyrics. We were like, we got to play this live as soon as we are tight with it.
Yeah.
And then we recorded it. We released it as a first single. And that's really what decided that it was going to be that let's make a music video. Let's go and shoot this music video and come up with a couple ideas.
Did you guys know that you wanted to work with Eric DiCarlo? Or did he kind of approach you? Because he's kind of big time with Square Up Studios.
I was pretty excited when Eric responded to me within.
Oh, you reached out to him
in the same day.
Oh,
and
then,
yeah,
shoot!
It's one of those things where like you email someone and you're like, we'll give it a couple of days before
right.
we contact someone else. But he responded to me. I don't think I even waited 3 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you send him the song?
He asked for the song after I had inquired about like you know shooting a music video with him because we had been referred from a few other bands.
Yeah.
And you know I mean not any of the big bands or anything, but we've been referred, and so I was like you know let me give it a shot because we're willing to put out money for good quality, and Eric definitely provides that.
Yeah, for sure. Did you guys have a concept that you wanted to do with this music video, or was Eric like, hey, here's what I'm kind of thinking?
I think the concept kind of came from one of the lines that Jeff had written in the song where it says, I see my heart in a feather on a weighing scale.
Ah, well, that's
and
definitely
I,
in the video.
I kind of just went like, overboard. I was like, I'm going to order this on Amazon. I'm going to get this on Amazon. I got some fake blood.
Wait, like, so when I saw the video, I was like, is that like a stock footage? Like, where did they get that? Like
Amazon.
Amazon. Why didn't I think of that? Of course. Of course it's from Amazon.
Yeah. I actually gave Eric the heart.
Oh, really?
He's like, I'm doing a photo shoot with a heart. Can I have this? I was like, yeah, you can.
Shoot. Yeah, no, it looked super dope. I feel like Eric's kind of like defining features in his video, like how you know it's him, is like the lighting. And he spends like so much time setting up and like making sure it's like super cool looking.
He was set up before we were.
Yeah.
He's really prepared.
Yeah, he's so good. And like, I don't know, did he bring like his assistant?
James.
With him, James. Yeah, so yep. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't believe this is like just the two of you setting up all this stuff. So yeah, I mean, they're super professional and like, man, the quality of your guys' video is so good. Mm. So like, yay.
Thanks, Eric.
Yay! Shout out to Eric on that one. Ooh. So cool. Yeah, so I guess, so this song is gonna be on the LP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, oh man, this song's gonna blow up and then it's like not gonna be on the record or something. Like, because I kind of like don't know how I feel about bands doing that.
No.
Because then I love that song so much and I'm like so interested to see how it sounds with like newer songs, but glad to hear that it's gonna make the LP.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why, like, it's cool, I guess, because then you get, like, more new songs, but it's like, oh, I already loved that other song.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so part of Orion was kind of like a concept album-ish, right?
Yeah.
So are you guys doing that again? Are you doing a different concept? Are you just doing, like, something completely different for the LP?
Well, we discuss it, and there's five different minds, so
right.
Everything kind of gets scrambled, and then it's like, all right, we'll pick it up next time, next practice.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but I've always, as soon as Jeff told me about the whole ancient Egyptian like mythology and all of that stuff, like I was mesmerized when he was just talking about it. I'm like, just don't stop talking, Jeff. Just keep telling me more. So I love, I kind of, you know, having that, like, possibly me, I would love to continue with the whole like ancient Egyptian theme.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, change is always a good thing.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Jeff, do you have any, like, lyrics written down? Like, how do you have, like, a book? Like, I always wonder, like, how that works. Like,
I'm primitive. I use a pen and paper.
Okay. All right, cool.
I'll type into the notes.
All right. Because I'm a Google Doc person.
Yeah.
So, everything I have is, like, on the cloud
yeah.
or whatever. So, that's cool. So, do you have, like, structures of songs or just, like, ideas at this point?
No, I have most of them filled in. You just jump around with words at times, you know.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you actually like the idea of the concept continuing, because it kind of is.
Yay! Right. Well,
he'll give something
How
away.
How cool. All right. Doesn't give too much away, but it's not like, oh, we're just abandoning that. That's, you know. But it's such a cool idea, and I mean, I don't know any bands that have done that.
That's like the philosophies behind it.
Yeah.
Well, another thing to just commemorate somebody else who had a part in that was Trevor Jennings did the album art.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say about 6 months after the album had came out, I had talked to Trevor about a couple more designs, and he's like, hey, I'm going to be taking a break from that, you know, graphic design and photography and videography and all that stuff. I'm going to be taking a break for a little bit. It shattered my world.
Oh, no. Like
it absolutely shattered me. And then he had changed something around with the name, but he had just done some new merch design for us. So we're going to be dropping some exclusive Fate Loves the Fearless merch in the next week or so.
Cool.
So keep your eyes out for that.
Yes. So are you guys going to have that at your shows that are coming up too?
Right now we're just going to be doing it's just going to be an exclusive presale.
Okay.
For the month of February.
Oh, cool.
Depending on what sells and, you know, what people want more to, as opposed to the other, it's going to be winter line right now, like
okay.
sweater, hat,
yeah.
you know, some of that stuff.
Cool.
Whatever is more popular, we'll probably get some of that in stock,
mm-hmm.
but right now it's just going to be a pre-sale just to kind of,
figure out the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Figure out what's the word I'm looking for? Demanding? What's
figure out that demand.
What's in demand, you know? What do the people
want? The economy.
Want? What do they want?
cool. All right. So, Josh, are you still working on guitar parts and, like, writing for the LP, or is everything all done?
Well, a lot of the guitar work is done, mainly kind of focusing on, like, the orchestral composition side of things now.
Okay.
I still... I still need to do a lot of pre-production for it, but I'm trying to bring like a whole symphony to the element.
Whoa, wait, like a symphony or like synth?
Well, they're synths, but like orchestra, horns, you name it.
Cool.
I want to sound bigger than guitars, bass, and drums, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, it's
That's pretty epic.
It's kind of become like part of the sound. When Jeff and I were writing A Part of Orion, it wasn't even like we didn't even think about it. And then Corbin Smith, our studio engineer, he started adding things in there. He just like he would press just a button on a keyboard.
Sure.
Or what's the piano thing?
Like the MIDI.
Yeah, he would just press a button on it matching the tone of what we had in that those guitar parts, and I was like, did you put synth in that? And he's like, yeah, I did. And I was like, keep doing
Damn!
That. It sounds good,
right?
You just like, what are we gonna do about that live? He's like, you ever hear backtracks? I was like,
ooh. Well, Brandon has to do that, but whatever.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, just as long as you don't go as far as Bring Me the Horizon.
Just don't go that far with the synth. Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. It's bad.
I love Bring Me the Horizon. They've got some good tunes.
Sure.
But
like they're just so far like alienating just everybody that loved them at this point. It's just
yeah.
Anywho,
bringing in new people,
I guess, or whatever, which is important, but. Don't forget your old fans, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know.
Remember me, man.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah, cool. So you guys have a bunch of shows coming up, kind of like wintery spring.
Yes. Booking is a lot of fun. I will say that.
AKA,
right now.
It's not.
AKA, it's an extreme pain in my ass.
Sure.
Do I have to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Sure.
It's an extreme pain in the place where you don't want it to be a pain.
Right.
So, but right now we have February 21st in Parkersburg, West Virginia.
What?
I met a dude on the internet, interwebs.
You met a dude on the internet? And now you're going to West Virginia?
Right. Yeah.
Great. You guys are going to get murdered.
No, we're going to be playing a show out there. We almost did two nights, but with our schedule, we decided that we weren't going to do two nights out there. They offered us a second night out there.
Dang.
And, so we were like, you know what? With everything we got going on, let's just get back here because we are in Atlantic City, February 23rd, February 28th in Newark, right, Josh?
The Delaware show?
Yeah. Delaware's
Newark,
halftime.
Delaware at halftime sports bar and grill or music venue.
Cool.
Across the street from my house.
It's across the street from Josh's house.
It actually
Party
is,
at
yeah.
Josh's house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is.
Yo, that's so funny. All right, cool. I don't think I've ever been to Newark, Delaware. Like, I've been to the Queen in Wilmington.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, right off of 95. It's not even that far from Philadelphia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's border. It's right there on the border of the... All of that stuff.
Great.
No walls, no Trump involved.
All
no
right. I don't have to pole vault over
yeah,
anything.
Exactly.
I could just go on 95.
You just drive right on
Perfect.
Through. And then right now we are working on a couple of shows. I'm waiting to hear back from a promoter. But we'll be doing two in Philadelphia. Hopefully if things work out, it'll be the 22nd of March and 25th of March.
Oh, cool.
And then April is kind of just up in the air, and I'm working on traveling south in April, and then some other friends of ours in another band, Prevailer, are going to be heading north in April and May, so we're probably going to hop on a weekender with them.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, yeah, I hope you guys get out more this year, because, like, I say all the time, I'm like, I don't know how this band is, like, not super famous, because you guys are, like, so good.
Aww.
It's like stupid.
I think you're just saying that because you're sitting.
I'm like
right across
not
from us.
Though, because like I mean I've had friends in like you know like local bands forever, like since high school, mm-hmm. and it's like people like don't have good equipment or they're like you know singer's bad or like people are like don't show up for shows or like their drummer's missing, whatever. Right?
No, we've been
so
there.
It's like.
Been there.
I don't know. It just sounds like you guys are like so polished. So I really hope that like. Things get, you know, even bigger for you guys this year, especially with the LP coming out. So, yeah.
We're hustling as much as we can every single day.
It seems like it.
Yeah, as much as our minds can handle.
And your van can handle.
And our van can handle, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right, so Fate Loves the Fearless is, like, anywhere you can stream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listen to it on Spotify. It's on my gym playlist.
Your gym playlist?
It's on my gym playlist for when I'm beast moding it. Is there anywhere else, like, people can check
so
you guys
it is-
out?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel that we're actually going to start getting more active on. So you can look us up on YouTube. Just type in, for those who can see, Band.
Yeah.
We have two different channels because of the whole agreement with DistroKid. So,
sure.
You know, there's nothing wrong there. It's just some people might be going to the wrong channel.
Right.
So just look up, for those who can see, Band on YouTube. We're going to start to get a little more active on that.
Cool.
You can find Fate Loves the Fearless by just typing in Fate Loves the Fearless, or for those who can see on YouTube, mm-hmm. it's on BBTV.
Cool.
YouTube channel. They're awesome. Go like them. Give them a subscribe.
Yeah.
And then there's our Fate Loves the Fearless is on Spotify playlist. It's called New Age Core.
Yeah.
As well.
I saw you guys post that. That's so mm-hmm. cool.
Yep. I had he had actually reached out to us and he said, "How would you guys like to be in my playlist?"
Cool.
And he's got a couple thousand followers.
Yeah,
on it,
I saw.
So
I was doing some creeping. I was like, "Whoa, what is this?"
Sign me up. There's a lot of good songs in there. So definitely check out New Age Core playlist on Spotify. And then everywhere else you can find us. We're on Instagram for those who can see, Facebook.com for those who can see NJ. And I believe that's everything.
Yeah. All right, cool. We'll do some stalking. And thank you guys so much. So this is episode 14, I think.
14.
And you guys did episode 5, so it's like...
Episode 5 and 14.
So cool.
Awesome. Let's not
wait
2 years.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing.
Yeah.
When the LP drops, we'll do another one and we can chat more. Because, like, I know you guys can't really talk a lot about it at this point. But, like, once all the songs are out, I need to, like, ask Jeff a lot about, like, the lyrics. Because I'm a big lyric person. I'm, like, a lyric nerd. Mm. So, like, yeah, I'm going to need to do that later this year. So, thanks, Josh, for phoning in. We did, like, a conference call.
Yeah. Thanks,
cool.
Josh.
Cool. We'll see Josh in Delaware across the street from his house.
Woo!
Love it.
Party at Josh's house.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Adios.
You just heard another episode of the Ladies of Metal show. Subscribe to our channel so you never miss an episode. Need more metal in your life? Listen to Ladies of Metal Radio on the TuneIn Radio app, hosted by the Ladies of Metal models. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at Ladies of Metal.